Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Chof Chedim and Aleph with the Mishnah. Mishnah should be familiar to us because we've quoted it previously, twice, and we're going to do the same thing today, which is that there are three Mishnayot that interact with each other. One is the Mishnah here on Chof Chedim and Aleph, the other one is the Mishnah on Zvachim, on Ayin Amud Bet, and the third one is the Mishnah on Avodah Zarah, on Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. And that is, Kol Asurim Legabe Mizbeach, Osrin Bekol Shehen. Anything that is problematic for the Mizbeach is Oser, even with the smallest amount. So that it's basically not batel. It means that afilu echad be'elef, even one in a thousand, that's going to create a problem for you, and it's not going to be automatically batel or batel berov. There is no bitul over here. And that is a roveya vanirba, which is any bestiality, both from the male or the female side. Amukze, something that is designated to avodah zarah. Vaneavad, something that was worshipped. Vahetnan, the etnan is something that was exchanged for a harlot's wage. Umechir, mechir kelev, it was sold in exchange for a dog. Vakilayim, a mixed breed. Vatrefa, something that has one of the trefot that would make it problematic for going on the mizbeach. Vyotze dolphin, something that comes out as a cesarean section. Those all are psulei mizbeach, problems for the mizbeach, things that are posel korban. And if they get mixed up with other animals, then there is no bitul, and it'll cause all of those animals to be problematic. Right, that which is designated for avodah zarah, it is asur, umashalav mutar. But whatever is on it is okay. We'll see later on in today's daf what that means. Vezu ne'avad, so it is something that was worshipped, kosho dimoto, something that is worshipped, hu vimashalav asur, it, and whatever is on it is also asur. Vizeh mutar ba'achila. All of these are mutar ba'achila. We'll see, discuss what exactly that means. This is in terms of these animals that are psulim limizbeach, that if we do not have two edim over here, in terms of their psulim mizbeach, we only have one aid, then they will be problematic for the mizbeach, but for a hedyot, for a regular person to eat them, there is no problem. These are not psulim in certain of these instances that take it away from a yachid from being able to eat it. It's just that if we have two edim, it'll be problematic. And some of them will be put to death depending on the situation here. Some of them will be always problematic, like a trefa, which is problematic both for a kodeshim and for a regular hejot. The other things like rovea and nirba that are problematically mizbeach, not problematic for hejot, as long as you don't have two edim testifying here, because then they go to put to death, and then they would be problematic. So that's a distinction that we're drawing. So now, amamar. The Gemara is now going to quote, basically, these other Mishnayot. Osrin bekoshehen, that they are oser, even in the smallest amount. Delo batle beruba, that teaches us that you're not batel berov. Tanina, we already learned this in another Mishnah. The other Mishnah being the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is Kol HaZvachim. Shinit Arvu, the Kol HaKodeshim, I'll quote them properly, but there will be a bunch of Girsa issues over here. Alright, but I'll just quote them based on what the Mishnah actually says. It's Tanina Kol HaZvachim, Shinit Arvu B'chataot HaMeitot, Or B'shor HaNiskal, Afilu Achat B'ribo Yamutu Kulan. So here we're talking about Zvachim, we're talking about Korbanot, that got mixed up with either Chatat HaMeita, one of the five Chataot that's Meitot, or Shor HaNiskal, one of these Shvarim that would be put to death, whether it's a Rovea, a Nirba, or a Shor that killed someone, and that it needs to be put to death. It's had a Gemar Din as testimony to the regard, and therefore it's going to be put to death. If it got mixed up, even one in 10,000, all of them go to the death. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim asked this question. Here, the Gemara is quoting the question, but they don't quote it almost in its entirety. I'll just read you the question from the Gemara in Zvachim, which is, my afilu. The Mishnah there says, afilu achat biribo, even one in 10,000. The havamino of the Gemara is that even one of these Zvachim, mixed in with a whole bunch of chatot meito and a shor niskal, would be problematic. The Gemara seems that that's obvious, because there's a rov. So the answer is, my afilu hachi kamar. This is what I meant to say. Kol hazvachim shenit arvu ben chatot meitot shor nishkal afilu achad biribo. Even one of those, meaning that even one of those chatot meitot, or even one of those being the shor nishkal, in thousands of zvachim, yumutu kulan, they all go to death. So here you have this case, this chatot meitot, this shor nishkal, if it jumps into a flock of kodoshim, all of them are the mita. So that's what it means afilu. Filu means that there is no bitul over here. That basically says what our Mishnah says. You say that it's Bekoshe in here. Now you have a Mishnah in Zvachim saying that, and we have the Mishnah over here saying the exact same thing. So the question is, why do I need both of these Mishnayot? So Gemara says, Itzrich, we need both of them. Over there, we're not just talking about regular psulot, we're talking about problems that are not only asur ba'achila, not only asur ba'mizbeach, but isurei hana'a. They have complete problematic animals in terms of isurei hana'a. Chatata meita, shor niskal are not only asur ba'achila, they're also asur ba'hana'a. So I would have thought that's the reason over there they're not batel. But over here in our case, where we're not dealing with things that are asur ba'hana'a, I'll remind you again that when we're talking about roveya and nirban, our mishnah, it's not the case where we have two edim testifying to that. Then they are the mita, and they're also asur niskal. We're talking about in our Mishnah case where there's only one aid, or the Balim admit to this act. So in that case, they are sur b'achila in terms of the Mizbeah, but they're not a surim b'hana. Hejot could get the benefit from these items. So therefore, I have our Mishnah of a hocho, dalavi, suriano, ema levatel beruba. So maybe over here it should be successful being levatel berov. Kamash Malon, that is not the case. Not only in the case of Isuriana are you not batel berov, even in the case of our Mishnah, the Psalim and our Mishnah, you're also not Batel Barov. What our Gemara does not have here is the Tzrichuta to the other side. Our Gemara is missing the Tzrichuta. Rashi quotes it, but the Gemara in Zvachim says that we need the Itzrich and the other side. V'imi hocha, havamina, hani mile ma'is ligvoa. That over here, the reason that you would say it's not Batel to the Rove is because we're dealing with Gvoa. We're dealing with Kodoshim. So maybe when the only Isur is an Isur of Kodoshim, that is Ma'us. Ava Ma'is, Nami Lehejot. Over there, when we're dealing with not only a problem for the Mizbeach, but a problem for the Hejot as well, then maybe Ema Levatel Beruba. Maybe over there I could say that it's Mevatel Berov. Right, so that is because since here you want to use it for Kodoshim, that's what you're trying to do over here. You're trying to use it for Kodashim. And the psul is a psul Kodashim. Right. It's a chumrah in Kodashim that we wouldn't use it. Because it's just, it has something that's unique and special to Kodashim. And we're focused on it. And we're going to say, don't use it. Because, again, the alternative in that is that, what would you do with this animal? Because over there, the din by all those animals is yamutu. The din by zvachim is that they've been put to death. Over here, you can let these animals graze, get a mum and sell them to Chulin. So maybe I would have thought over here there's a restriction against Bitul Berov because I have a solution in terms of their problem is just Kodoshim, not a problem of Hejot. I can solve that problem by letting them graze, get a mum in them, and sell them. That I can do over here. In the Mishnah and Zvachim, I don't have that option. The Yamutu is the only option. The only way out is Yamutu because they're Asur the Kodoshim, Asur the Hejot. So if I leave them there, you're going to lose everything. So maybe over there I should say Bitul Berov. Because then I would save a whole flock of animals, so maybe I could do that, because there is no way out. So that's the tzrichuta we need here. That even though there's no way out in the Mishnah and Zvachim, we don't say batel berov, even though it's different than here, where there is a way out. Right, so next. Roveya v'nirba nami. So now the Gemara asks the next question, which is that roveya and nirba are mentioned in both Mishnayot. You dealt with one issue so far, which is shor niskal and chatoto meitot, which are isurei hana. There are things that are golden mito. And versus our Mishnah, which doesn't have that classification. But the Mishnah there explicitly mentions Roveya Venirba. Now Roveya Venirba in the Mishnah over there is going to be the equivalent of the case over here. That means that we have equivalent cases between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Zvachim. I'll just read you that section from the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is Nitarvu b'shor shenevda bo avera Osha mita adam al piyed echad o al piya balim. Sounds very similar. They go out till they get grazed, they get a mum in them. You bring from the best amongst them, you're going to bring a korban. So we have a list of items there that are identical to our Mishnah. It's a case like our Mishnah, which is al piyah echad, al piyah balim. Why do I need the Mishnayot to mention it in both cases? Why do I need the Mishnah to double up and tell me the same information? So over here we have Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita the Shmaita, Kameder of Simi Bar Ashi. Over there we have actually, the quote is actually from Rav Ashi himself. Amar Rav Ashi, Amrita l'shmaita k'midrav, see me, and that was it. So there's a difference in the girsa. So Amr li, chadu b'chulin, chadu b'kodoshim. The difference between them is chulin and kodoshim. What do you mean the difference is chulin and kodoshim? We're talking about psulei mizbeach over here, we're talking about psulei mizbeach over there. They're kodoshim in both cases. So how can you say one is chulin and one is kodoshim? The answer being that over there, the Mishnah is kol hazvachim shenitarvu. Over there, we're talking about a case where it was already kodashim, and they got mixed in with this problematic animal. They were kodash already and got mixed in. Over here, they were mixed in before, and then he was makdish, those animals that were ru'im in there. So he has chulin animals that got mixed up with a nevad, a roveya, a nirba, and now they're around, floating around in a flock, and he's makdish the animals that are ra'ui l'mizbeach at that point in time. He says, whatever's ra'ui l'mizbeach, I'm makdish in this flock. B'tzrichi. And we need both of these cases. Di yashmina gabe kodashim. I would have thought, maybe, why do you have to tell me the case by kodashim where they're already kodashim already? Mishom demi'isi. Because in that case, we're talking about ra'ui l'mizbeach, and we don't want to put these things onto the mizbeach, because they were mixed up with an animal that doesn't go on the mizbeach, we're not going to let you do this. Aval gabe chulin, where they were mixed originally with chulin, maybe they should have been batul barov before you made it into kodashim. The batul barov should be successful before you ever made it into kodashim. Maybe it's a unique din again to kodashim. We don't want to put such an animal on the mizbeach, therefore there's no batul barov. But if I had the mixture in chulin, I would say batul barov. Oh, so the other side here is not mentioned again, which is the Gemara in Zvachim says, okay, v'nitneha, just write the Mishnah in Tmura, and then v'lo v'iha, and then I won't need the Mishnah in Zvachim. Because if I write in Tmura about Chulin, and I say by Chulin it's not Batel, then certainly by Kodashim it's not going to be Batel, Kodashim or more Chamor. The answer there, the Gemara says, is takanta itztrichole. The Mishnah in Zvachim continues further and gives you the solution to the problem. Our Mishnah just tells you that it's not Batel, that it's a problem Bakoshu, but doesn't tell you how you deal with it. The Mishnah, and I read you a portion of that in Zvachim, tells you, Yiru ad shistavu. Then they go out and graze. V'imachru, and then you have to sell them. V'yavi v'tmei ha'yafesh ben moto amin. And then bring for the best of them from that min.
In various places, it's just the same Mishnah exactly. Why?
No, because
it's appropriate in one
second, it's also
appropriate somewhere else.
Right. I think the Gemara doesn't find them to be identical. We had this before in the paragraph. We have an identical Mishnah in Tmura and Mi'ilah. So there the Gemara asks, okay, and the answer is in, the end is, here it's in Tmura, here it's in Mi'ilah. But here you have Mishnayot that are different. They're not exactly the like. If they were exactly alike, I think the Gemara would be okay with that. The problem is that these Mishnayot all have something different about them. Alright, so Gemara says, Uvuchulin Nami Tanina, here it's a machloket about how to read this part of the Gemara. Girsa, we have in our Gemara, which has parentheses around it, is the Girsa of Rashi, the Gra. It fits based on the Gemara in Tmura. The Girsa in Zvachim is different, and the Rashak tries to change it. You'll see on the side here, the Rashak tries to change the Girsa to match up with Zvachim. But the question would be different. If you say, Uvuchulin Nami Tanina, the question is, are you questioning this statement versus the Mishnah in Zvachim? Question this statement versus the Mishnah here in Tmura. The difference being, what is the question? The Mishnah that we're quoting is a Mishnah from Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah I'll quote you right now from Avodah Zarah is, Elo Asurim, those Asurim Bekoshu, I know it's not identical what's written here. I'm going to read you the Mishnah, which is, Yai Nesech, Vavudat Kochavim, Varot Lebuvim, Meshur Niskal, the Egla Rufa, Vitsipore, Mitzora, Sear Nazir, Petr Chamor, Basar Bechalav, Sear Mishtaleach, Bechulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Harielu asurim ve'osrin bekoshu. They are asur and they're osir bekoshu. And over there we're talking about getting mixed up with chulin. We're not talking about kodoshim whatsoever. So if I would say that the Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about isurei hanah and kodoshim, and then it has a secondary piece which is isurei mizbeach in kodoshim, our Mishnah here discusses isurei mizbeach in kodoshim. The Gemara now identified that it originally started out as chulin and then turned into zvachim. And then now I have a Mishnah about a zara, which is talking about isurei hanah, but in chulin. Now the question is, which one of the two parts is it asking about? So now you have isurei hanah bechulin. So the question of bechulin nami tanina, the question could be one of the two. It could either be about the hanah aspect. I have isurei hanah in avodah zarah, and I have isurei hanah in zvachim. And that would be the question. Why do I need isurei hanah bekoshu in zvachim? And I need the Yisrei Hanab Koshu in Avodah Zarah. That could be the question. Or the focus could be on the Chulin aspect, is, which is that we just said our Mishnah is discussing a case of Chulin. So in the Chulin, we say that it doesn't work. So now you have a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says also by Chulin it doesn't work. So the tzrichuto will either matching between the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and our Mishnah here, or between the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah and Mishnah and Tzvachim, depending on whose girsa you go with. So what I will do is I'll read it according to both girsa, I'll read it what we have here, and then again I'll read it afterwards with the girsa of the Rashak, which is v'tzricho. You want me to explain all the items in the Mishnah? They're self-explanatory, the Mishnah items. Yayin Nesech, you know, is problematic, is Yayin of Avodah Zarah. The Avodat Kochamim is any Avodah Zarah. Tzipurei Mitzorah are the Tzipurim that are sent away by the Mitzorah. We're talking about Orot Lubuvim, which is a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, skins that have a hole around the heart, because they went in and took out the Evarim from the inside for Avodah Zarah. That was a methodology that they used, because they took them out while they were still beating, or something like that effect. The Se'ar Nazir is the hair of the Nazir that needs to be put under the fire of the Shlamim. Peter Chamor is something that should have been exchanged. It's a firstborn Chamor that should have been exchanged and wasn't exchanged. Then it gets Arifa. Basar Bechalav, according to the one who says there's an Isur Hana with Basar Bechalav that are cooked together. Shor Niskal, we already met in our mission over here, something that has to put the Mita. Ve'egla Arufa is eagle that is brought for someone who is found between cities and we don't have any evidence as to who killed them. Ve'chulin Shnishkatu Ba'azara. V'sa'ir mishtaleach, the chulin z'nichadu ba'azara, just chulin that are brought in the azara, which are asurim ba'ana, v'sa'ir mishtaleach anum yom ha'kipurim, which is also asur ba'ana'a. Alright, tzrichi. Di'i ashmin on hotam di'i surei hana'a delo bodli. Had you only told me about the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that deals with Isurei Hana'ah, I would have thought that's the reason they're not batel. Aval hocha, where there is no Isurei Hana'ah, there's only an issue of chulin, levadlei. If I only had the Mishnah over here, de la gavoa de mois. Maybe the problem over here, why it's not batel berov, is because in the end you're going to want to use them for kodashim. And maybe that's the chumrah that causes it not to be batel berov. Aval the hedjot, by there, by Avodah Zarah, where it's all edin and chulin, maybe it was in chulin the gambri, we would say batel berov, ema? That we need both Mishnayot. We need the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, we need the Mishnah here in Tmurah. Because they're dealing with chulin. And the question in Chulin, one in Chulin in the context of Kodoshim, one Chulin in the context of Isurei Hana. And in both those instances, we're going to say that it is not Batel Virov. Alright, so now, the Rashak's Girsa is...
General thought
Right, the Gemara in Tzvachim asks you a question. The whole next piece in the Gemara in Tzvachim and in Avodah Zarah is about that. We don't deal with it here. But that's the question in both of those Gemaras. In Tzvachim and Avodah Zarah, question of it, according to one who says, Badli Not, Biriyah, Bifnei Atzma, why isn't it Batel Berov just because of the problem of Chashivut? Because that's what they're dealing with over there, is Bittul. They both deal with your question about what the question is about Chashivut. Alright, so now the Rashak's Girsa would be like this. The comparisons between the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah and the Mishnah and Tzvachim, which is the problem I have Yisurei Hana'ah mentioned twice. I have Yisurei Hana'ah I mentioned in Tzvachim, I have Yisurei Hana'ah mentioned here. And therefore, the difference will be like this. Tzrichi, de'imi hotam, then hava mined lechulin. Because over there, meaning in Avodah Zarah, I thought it was only for chulin. Aval b'kodashim, emalo nifsedinu lekulu. In kodashim, if I don't allow it to be batel berov, I'm going to lose all these kodashim. So maybe I would say, let's be make over there and let it be batel berov. So that's it. Tzrichuta, we need the Mishnah and Tzvachim. If I just add the Mishnah and Tzvachim, hani mile kodashim demois. Over there I have Yisurei Hana'ah plus Kodashim. Maybe that's why it's not Batel Berov. But here by Avodah Zarah, we only have Yisurei Hana'ah. But Chulin, maybe it should be Batel Berov. Ema Yisurei Hana'ah Levatel Beruba Tzricho. So that would be the Tzrichuta between the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah, is the Mishnah and Zvachim. And that's the Girsa of the Rashak. You can see it on the side of the Gemara, on the left side of the Gemara that they bring, this Girsa of the Rashak. Alright, now the Gemara moves on to Roveya V'Nirba Minalan Disurei L'Gvoah. Where do we know the basic principle that a roveya and nirba is a sur to the gvoa? So Gemara says the Tanur Rabbanan. We have this. We've learned this a number of times before, which is that in the parsha, in the beginning of Vayikra, it says that you can bring mina behema, mina tzon, mina bakar, and the Gemara mentions min means not everything. Min means from some of them, not from all of them. So when it says mina behema, from some of the behemot lotzi roveya v'nirba, that comes to exclude that case of roveya nirba. Follow dinu. Why do I need a pasuk at all? It's a kal v'chomer. Uma ba'almum, shlonit avda ba'aveira. By ba'almum, where there is no aveira, pasul, legabe mizbeach, you can't put on mizbeach. Roveya v'nirba, shenivda ba'hen aveira, inu din, shasurin legabe mizbeach. So they certainly should be asurin legabe mizbeach. Why do I need a pasuk? The Gemara says, choresh b'shor v'chomor yachiyach. Person who plows with a shor v'chomor yachdav. It's the problem of kilayim. You did an aveira with them. Shenit avda ba'aveira. Umutar legabe mizbeach. That does not restrict them from going on the mizbeach. That's not a problem of kilayim. Kilayim is a really a mixed breed that can't go on mizbeah. But over there, where you plowed with them together and did the Isra of kilayim, neither one of the individual animals is a sur on the mizbeah. It says, Mala choresh b'shor v'chamor shein chayvim mitah. Over there, yeah, it's an Isra lav. But we're not talking about a case of mitah. Over here, when you come at roveh nearby, these are animals that go le mitah if they're caught. So here it says, Tomar roveh nearby shechayvim mitah. So here it says, Tum la'acha ma'sheveita. What type of question is this? Haresh nitabda behen aveira b'shnei yedim? We're not talking about a case here where they did the aveira with two edim. If that's the case, we won't be talking anymore. Those become shor haniskal. Those are things that are going lemita. We're not talking about a case in our Mishnah, shnev na behen beivira, apiyad achad or apiyah ba'alim. So over there, we're not talking about lemita. We're talking about a case where they don't go lemita. They're only psulei migal b'gabe mizbeach minayin. So now you have a funny thing. Amar Rav Shimon, ani edonenu. I'll do the kal v'chomer. And then he comes up with a successful kal v'chomer. Uma bal mum she'ein hatra'at shnei edim poslato. Bayam bal mum, if you have two edim come and testify about it, you can eat it. Me'achila. That's fine. It's still kosher achila for hejot. Hodat ed achad poslato me'akrava. Yet, if an ed achad comes and testifies about a bal mum, ed achad being over here, Rashi says, achacham says that there's a mum here, that's pasul gabe mizbeach. Two edim don't make it asur lehejot. One aid makes it asur le mizbeach. Over here, when we're talking about a case of rovei of a nearby, shodat shnei edim, if two edim were to testify about it, posloto me'achila, then not even a hejot could eat it, because now it goes lemita. Enudin, shodat edachad posloto me'achrava, then certainly an edachad should be making it problematic from going on the mizbeach. Tamalomar mina be'ima. Well, that's why I need mina be'ima, lotzi rovei of a nearby. Where it says right away, v'hajya medina. Rabbi Shimon just gave us a successful kal chomer. Why do I need the pasuk anyway? So the answer is Amar Ravashi, Rishum de Meimar le Meimar miikara de dina pircha. The underlying kal chomer has no basis whatsoever. Mala balmum shekain mumahunikar. Balmum is very distinct from roveya nirba. Balmum, you can look at the mum and know that it has a mum in it. Tomar baroveya v'nirba shein mumonikar. Baroveya v'nirba, you'll never know the mum. You have to have testimony about it. It does not exist by itself. If you had no information, you would never be able to look at these animals and say that they were roveya or nirba. V'ho v'en mumonikar, yehei kasher legabe mizbeach. Maybe it should be fine to mizbeach. It's not something that is an eyesore that should make it pasul to mizbeach. Tam lomar, mina beima, lotzi roveya v'nirba. That's why I need a pasul. I can't learn it out of a kal v'chomer. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that they are psulim de gabe mizbeach. Okay, the next limud here is minabakar. Lotzi et ha nevad. Minabakar comes to exclude something that was worshipped. Valodinu. Again, we can learn this out of a kal v'chomer. Uma et nanu mechir. When you talk about an animal that was exchanged for a harlot's wage or sold for a kelev, shitzipuyan mutarin. That which is on top of them, meaning after it was given as a wage to the harlot, anything that's placed on top of them remains independent of them. They are mutarim, heina serin, but they themselves are problematic for the mizbeach. Whatever's on them can be donated to the mikdash, use the mikdash for any problem. Nevad, we're talking about something that was worshipped. Shit tzipuya vasur, anything that's found on it is also a sur because of the pasuk that says, lo tachmod kesef zahav aleihem, do not want the kesef zahav that's on them. So therefore, we know what's on them for sure is asur. Enu din shehu asur. So it certainly be that it itself is asur. If what's on it's asur, then certainly it should be asur. O chiluf. Or maybe we should say the opposite. Because we don't have a pasuk yet to teach us that nevad is asur. Maybe do it this way. Mai nanu mechir shehin asurim tzipuyehem mutarim. And their outer coverings are mutar. Nevad she mutar. Because I don't have a pasuk to asur nevad on the mizbeach. Then you hate tzipuya mutar. Let it also what's on it be mutar. I says, wait a minute. In kei bitalto, then you're going to ruin the pasuk. Lo tachmod kesev zahav aleihem. What are you going to do with that? Valakach toach. So, ani akimenu, no problem. I can use that pasuk for something else. Lo tachmod kesev zahav b'devar she'en bo ruach chayim. That's talking about non-livestock. Aval b'devar she'esh bo ruach chayim. By livestock, whole v'hein mutar, since it itself is mutar, yechol yei tzipuyav or tzipuy mutar. Maybe that would sound or also be mutar. Tamad lomar min abakar. Lotzi et nevad. That's why I have minabakar to tell me that nevad is asur. And once I know that nevad is asur, I can't make this whole limud from etnanu mechir kelev. And now the Gemara is going to reverse the whole thing. If by etnanu mechir kelev, they are asurim, their tzipuyim are mutarim, but over here where I have nevad and balei chayim are also asurim from going on the mizbeach, everything, that is ne'avad is problematic, the gabei mizbeach, then I'm going to use the pasuk of loch tachmod kesef zav lehem lekach telechach. I'm going to say it's going to apply even to balei chayim, because the balei chayim now are asurim. So since the balei chayim are asurim, and anything else is asur, so therefore, given the asur legvoa, Yitzipuyam asur af lehejot. Their coverings are also asur lehejot because of the pasuk lo tachmod. The Gemara is reversing the entire chiluf. It's a retire, this havamina that it has that maybe you can go in this direction without the pasuk. The Gemara now with the pasuk says I can't go in that direction. I can't make that assumption. Okay. All right. So the Gemara has a havamina here, which is that I don't have any information about a nevad that it can't go on the mizbech. There's nothing in the Torah that's right. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says that a nevad may not go on a mizbech. I have no information. So I have one of two options. Either Nevad cannot go on the Mizbeach, or Nevad can go on the Mizbeach. If I go the direction and I say maybe I should know automatically that it's a sur because I can learn out of it, Nanu Mechir Kelev. Nanu Mechir Kelev, the actual animal is a sur from going on the Mizbeach, but what's on it is Mutar. Over here by Nevad, I know what's on it is a sur. So I'll make a Kavachomer. If what's on it's a sur, then certainly it itself is a sur. That's one possibility, one Havamina. Where you don't have a pasuk for it.
You don't have a pasuk that is asur b'hanah.
If you have one aid, I don't have any information. What do you do with it? Two aidim, it's going to the mita.
Then it's covering, we know our asur.
Yeah, because it says lo tachmod kesef zahav me'alehem. That's a stam pasuk that has no qualification.
That
applies to anything. But it's avodah zarah, you can't take anything that's on it. There I know that anything that's classified as avodah zarah, even by one aid, you can't take what's on it. In terms of mizbeach, I don't know any information. I have zero information about that. If it's lamita, then I have information that you can't put something lamita on the mizbeach. It's asur b'hanah, but I have no other information. So now, the other way around is, maybe let's go the other direction and say, so, since I have no pasuk about it, maybe it's really mutar to go on the Mizbeach. Ah, if it's mutar to go on the Mizbeach, then I'll look at Mechir Kelev and Etnan. Mechir Kelev and Etnan are asurim, but what's on them is mutar. Well, if this animal itself is mutar, then certainly what's on it should be mutar. You say, wait a minute, you can't do that. I have a pasuk that says what's on it is asur. We'll say, we'll relegate that pasuk to non-livestock. Not to situations where we're not talking about balei chayim. That pasuk will be narrowed in its scope. It won't deal with our case over here. And therefore, that nevad will be mutar legamre. It, and what's on it, will be mutar to be used in the mikdash. And even maybe outside the mikdash on it. The Gemara in the end says, I have minabakar. Minabakar says, I know the answer. The answer is that it's asur to go on the mizbeach. Now, once it's asur on the mizbeach, then I'm going to read the pasuk of anything on it is asur, includes this item, because then it makes sense to include it in that pasuk. Right, that's what the Gemara just did. Alright, now, Gemara says, Mat kiflo Rav Chananya, time of the Mat Ekra. The whole reason it works here is because the pasuk excluded. Halo Mat Ekra, Tzipoy Mutar. You would say now, your Havamina was that, if I didn't have the pasuk to tell me it was Asur, that which was on it would be Mutar, Aktiv. Vibadetem et Shmam, that you have to wipe out the name of Avodah Zarah. Kol Asur de Shmam. Anything I made for Avodah Zarah has got to be wiped out. So that would include things that are on top of it. So why would you have such a havamina? Where it says, I use that for something else. That comes to give them nicknames, bad nicknames, which is the Beit Galio, the Avodah Zarah that's called the High Point, Queen Anoto, Beit Karya. We'll call it, instead of being the High Point, we'll call it Beit Karya. Is either Karya means Beit HaKisei, or Lashon Karu Shocheh, the deep down or the bent down one. And the other girsa is Lashon Beit Kalya. Beit Kalya or Klia, which means to be wiped out entirely. Pnei HaMolech will change to Pnei HaKelev. Ein Kol, that will become Ein Kotz, a thorn in your eye. So the Gemara says, then therefore, I wouldn't use it for that. V'ipoch Ano. Now the Gemara goes back to our case. How do you know that Min Behema is Lotzi et HaYiroveh V'nirba? Why don't we say that's Lotzi et HaNevad? And how do you know Mina Bakar comes to teach you to Otsi et Nevad? Why don't we say that's Lotzi Rovei Avin Yirba? Where it says, Hata Minyona Dekra. So we're going to do it contextually. Tiva Behema, by the Behema it says, Ish Kitein Shechav Tobi Behema, Mojumat. When it talks about bestiality, it uses the term Behema. Gabay Bakar Aktiv. And when we talk about Bakar, it says, Veyamiru et Kvodam, but Tavnit Shor Ochel Esev. Tilema describes the Maisei Egel, says that they gave up their god for a Tavnit Shor. So we see the Bakar is used as representing Avodah Zarah, Behema is used to represent bestiality. Therefore I say Mina Behema comes to exclude Rovei Avinirba, and Mina Bakar comes to exclude Nevad, which is using a term, the terminology, they are more contextually consistent. So now Gemara says Mina Tzom, Lotzi et HaMukze. Mina Tzom comes to exclude HaMukze, U Mina Tzom Lotzi et HaNogeach. comes to exclude mukseh and nogeach. Mukseh is something designated to be used for avodah zarah, and tzon lo tzeyat and nogeach is something that gourd. Amar Rabbi Shimon, im ne'amar roveya, lama ne'amar nogeach? If I have roveya, why do I need nogeach? Both of them are problems of aveira. Ne'amar nogeach, lama ne'amar roveya? The fee. Sheyesh no beroveya, ma she'en kein benogeach. Because yesh beroveya shoveya oseh ones keratzon. But roveya, it doesn't matter whether it's done b'shia, it's done b'ones, it's done naseh, shogeg, whatever it is, it's problematic. That's not true by nogeach. If nogeach is bonus, then it's not a problem, which is that if it's a shore, it's studded in. If it's a stadium shore, we don't blame the shore. If it's trained to kill, and then it kills, then we can't blame it for killing. It doesn't go to skila. Yesh v'nogeach, shai nogeach mishalem et ha-kofir. Someone who's nogeach, the balim, are then chayev kofir for the killing of the animal. Mashen gein beroveya, that the animal goes to death, but there is no kofir that's paid. So it's tzarich lomar roveya, it's tzarich lomar nogeach. That's why I need one pasuk to exclude roveya, one pasuk to exclude nogeach. Vaitana mati lai behochlo. We have another Tana that brings it from a totally different limud, the Tanya. Haroveya vanirba heim kikodashim shekadam mum over the kodesham. They're like a mum over that came before they were kodesh. Vitzrichim mum kavua liftod aleihem, and they need a full mum to redeem them. Shneamar imashkatam bahem mum bam. And we learned this limud before. My Talmudo, what's going on? This doesn't make so much sense. Chasurei mechser, it's missing some words. Oh, chiktani, this is what it means. Minayin shein asurin. How do I know they're asur? Talmudam kimashkatam bahem mum bam. Vetana Rabbi Shmuel kolmakom shneamar hashkata. Whenever you use the term hashkata, I know lo dvar erva vavodat kochavim. That refers to arayot and avodah zarah. Dvar darkidichti by Noach. It says ki yishkit kol basar et darko al aretz. That's referring to the fact that there was mixed breeding going on. There were problems with arayot. Avodat kochavim dichti, because it says in dvarim pentach shchitun vasitam lachem pesel tmunat kol. So you see hashkata by arayot, hashkata by avodah zarah. And here the pasuk says ki mashkatam bahem, that they have this hashkata in them, and mum bam, it compares it to a mum. So therefore, they work and function like a mum. They're like having a mum. What do they do with mina beima mina kar mina tzon? They haven't learned out of the puzzle kimashchatam b'hem. What do they do with the limudin that we had until now? So the answer is mibaylei prat dechuleh zakeinu mizuham. Comes to exclude other items that you can't bring on the Mizbech. You can't bring a sick animal on the Mizbech, you can't bring an elderly animal on the Mizbech, and you can't bring an animal that is disgusting and gives off a bad smell on the Mizbech. Tanakama, the Tanakama meaning that the one the we quoted, that learned it out of me, Behema, Minatzon, Minabakar, Defkinu Lani, Karado, Veir, Nirbar, Becholeb, Zakinu, Mizuham, Minale. Where does he know those three animals from? Nafkalei, Minhatzon, Minhatvasim, Uminaizim. So he learns it out of another pasuk later on in the Korbanot that says that minatzon, and then it divides it up into kvasim and izim. So he uses each of those. Torah sometimes gives a general principle called tzon, and then it says kvasim and izim and divides them up. So even though it's saying the general flocks, it still tells you kvasim izim. That's a natural way of the Torah to write. It's not extraneous to say minatzon and kvasim and izim because the Torah does write that way normally. So all right, I'm going to stop over here.